Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for a little Dubin. Jared Dubin is back on the bench. He's everywhere. I said earlier, fan-sided, NBA athlete, last night in basketball on Patreon. So all of it's kick-ass, and Jared's back on the bench. How you doing, Jared?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm all right. So what do you think of the draft so far?
I got to say, I love what David Griffin is doing in New Orleans. Obviously, landing Zion Williamson at number one helps a lot, but I thought he did really well in the trade with the Hawks, moving down from number four to number eight, picking up number 17 and a second-round pick and a future protected first-round pick from the Cavs as well. And then they wound up, you know, surrounding Zion Williamson and Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram and Josh Hart and Drew Holiday with just a bunch of really good athletes and good players. Came away with Jaxson Hayes at number eight and Nikhil Alexander-Walker at number 17. I feel like they just know what they're doing. Even at number 39 a few minutes ago, he took, Allen, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, Allen Smilagic, I think. He was a Warriors G League player last season, and they basically shut him down in the middle of the season and stashed him overseas so that nobody else would take him. And David Griffin took him two picks before the Warriors were going to come on the clock and then traded him to the Warriors and probably got a future asset in return. He's just doing really, really well tonight.
All right, so wait. So the Smilagic guy from Serbia ended up with is you're telling me he ended up with the Warriors on a deal
he's
from Griffin?
The Warriors, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, reported that a few minutes ago, and seems like they extracted a nice little asset out of him.
And where was he playing before that they stashed him?
He was in the G League on the Santa Cruz Warriors, but he was playing well, and they actually shut him down in the middle of the season and because they basically didn't want anybody else to draft him. But everybody kind of knew that coming into the draft, and, you know, David Griffin just took him anyway and got an asset out of it.
So what do you think of what the Warriors are doing, getting him, getting Paschal from Villanova? Because they have all kinds of problems with no Durant and Thompson.
The Villanova, Eric Paschal, he was the most athletic combo forward in our database at NBAAthlete.com. 99.6 percentile among combo forwards, basically just a tall, strong, good leaper with good movement skills. I didn't see a ton of him actually playing, but you could do worse than betting on a lot of athleticism, especially when you have so many other, you know, high level players on your team. It's good to have athletes or shooters around them to either space the floor or erase it on the other side.
Jared Dubin with us. So at the end of the day, early in the second round, the Celtics got Carson Edwards, who just was fantastic at Purdue in the tournament. Everybody saw him just jacking threes and making all of them, and he's just a fire plug. This guy is a badass. I like his game, to be honest with you. And at the end of this thing, after getting Romeo Langford and Grant Williams out of Tennessee, how did you think the Celtics did with all those great picks they had?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that the actual trade they made going down from 20 to 24 and 33 worked out pretty well for them. But then they, you know, obviously traded the number 24 pick as well, along with Aaron Baines to Phoenix. And basically they got the Bucks first round pick next year for that, basically helped them clear a little bit of cap space. And then at 33, they got Carson Edwards, who I think is a really good fit for them, especially since it looks like they're going to lose Kyrie Irving and they may not want to pay what it'll take to keep Terry Rozier. They really needed somebody else, obviously, at that point guard spot. And, you know, Edwards, he can score, man. And it's always good to have somebody that can create off the bounce.
So Bol Bol just got selected by Miami. And I got to tell you, congratulations.
Just now he's being traded to the Nuggets.
Oh, my God, you're kidding. So he went to the Heat and he's going to Denver?
Yep, that's according to Shams Charania from The Athletic.
So, well, I got to ask you a question about him, to be honest with you. I guess that's the first time I've ever seen the kid smile. Tonight, anyway, he seemed very upset. Everyone was telling me, because I'm on the road, I'm in Pittsburgh, and I didn't see all this. So everyone was telling me that he was in the like green room, and he was furious that he hadn't been selected. Or are people just reading into that?
I can't say that I saw what he looked like in the green room. I'm not on site at Barclays. It's certainly possible that he looked furious. Certainly the few times they showed him on screen, he wasn't super happy, but that's probably not surprising given that he expected, obviously, to be a first-round pick, and he ended up dropping to number 44. So that does make a good deal of sense in my mind.
I love Jared Dubin getting involved. Well, so he goes to Denver. They're already a tough team. How do you think he'll do on that team, and what did you think – what did you think of his blazer? Did you see
oh,
his spider?
The blazer is it's like a Spider-Man sort of thing, and it looks like it's double-breasted as well. It's really funny. And, you know, look, I mean, I think a lot of the reason that he dropped is obviously the concerns over the foot injury that he suffered last year. When you have a player that tall that suffers that injury, that's always kind of a red flag.
You don't think he dropped because of his blazer?
Oh, man. It's possible that they didn't like the blazer. he's a really skilled player, though. And there's a lot of skilled players, obviously, already in Denver. You know, they almost made it to the Western Conference Finals last year. He's going to be able to potentially play behind. And because of the way he can shoot and even create off the dribble, maybe next to Nikola Jokic, and they also have like Michael Porter Jr. coming
back from
his redshirt season next year. There's a lot of talent on that team and a lot of versatility, and he sort of fits that ethos. But obviously, there's the injury issues that it's possible that his career isn't all that long. But if he does stay healthy, it's also possible that they got a pretty big steal.
Yeah, I think the guy can play. He's ever since. You know, he got drafted. He seems happier. He seems a little looser now that it's over. He seems like he's relieved. So good for him. What do you think of that kid, Cody Martin, out of Nevada that went to the Hornets? Didn't he have like the twin brother? I don't think the twin brother got picked, did he? Or is he not I thought they were the same age.
I do not think that his brother got picked. I can't remember off the top of my head. But, you know, the Hornets need help, I think, in the backcourt and on the wing, especially if they potentially lose Kemba Walker. And obviously in the first round, they added another wing guy as well. And, you know, it's always good to have depth there. And it's possible they could try to trade some of their, you know, older, more expensive guys to clear cap room if they do give Kemba that supermax deal. So between Miles Bridges last year, P.J. Washington in the first round this year, Malik Monk a couple years ago, and then Martin in the second round, you know, they kind of replenish that depth that they do potentially have to give those guys away and even attach assets to do it.
What did you think, Jared Dubin, of what the Hawks ended up doing, getting Hunter and Reddish? I love that, unless I'm crazy.
No, yeah,
I got 1 minute, respectfully.
It's all right. I think they paid a very high price to move up from 8 to 4, but the players that they wound up with at 4 and 10 in Hunter and Reddish are just about as perfect a fit as you could get in between the Trae Young, Kevin Herter backcourt and John Collins in the front court. They're guys that are going to, you know, play their role, space the floor on offense and defend multiple positions on defense. And that's exactly what they need.
That's awesome. Jared, can you hang out a little longer and talk more about the draft, or you got to run?
I probably got to run. Sorry.
All right, we'll call it a day then. I'll get you back on soon. Thanks for talking about the NBA draft with us tonight and coming on the bench. I appreciate you a lot. Always good to have you on.
Sure, thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me. Have a good night.
All right, Jared Dubin from Patreon, Fansided. I got to tell you, it's so funny. Even he was laughing. We're all laughing. Like, your boy Fuzzy can't even sit in the studio in here. He's still laughing. He's been laughing for 45 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.